How do you wash him? You just spritz on him. The yad with your hand. Avolay b'kli. But you shouldn't use the kli. Reb Loza ben Azaya Weimer Machitza Nesakotim B'yom HaShlishi. You're allowed to wash him on B'yom HaShlishi Shechal Lius B'Shabbos. Even though it's not the Yom HaMila, it's after the Mila, the third day you could wash him also. Shenema the Posik says, Vayihi B'yom HaShlishi B'yosim Koyavim. Came the third day, they're very weak. So Mashman, the third day is Amokim Sakonim. So if you don't wash the kid on the third day after the Mila, it's Amokim Sakonim. So the third day comes out on Shabbos, it's Mutter to wash him on Shabbos. So Rashi, Mizalfin Olav Esachamin. How do you give him the bath, Lechura, wash him? Mizalfin, just spritz the water on him. Biyad, the Rashi, Avalei, Bekli. Well, the Gemara, Paul, the Gemara, the Yetzkash, the Chura, to steer in the Mishnah. Well, I'm with Reisha, Machitzen. First, the Mishnah says, Machitzen, Mashmi, you'll have to wash him. The Mashmi, Kedarkoi. V'hadatoni, Afil, Lezalafolav. Not only can't you wash him, but even spritzing the water on him, you have to do b'shinui, b'kli aser, with a kli it's aser, just with your hands. It's going to steer from the ratio to the cipher. So tomorrow we'll ask it. Vayta, Mishnah, Sofik. Let's say you have a kid, a Sofik, is Rashi going Sofik ben Chet Chadoshim, Sofik ben Tes, to Kevin B'yalma, v'yem los adecha Shabbos. We have a kid, you're a Sofik, if he's an 8-month baby or a 9-month baby. So right now it's a Sofik Nefil, so mainly not allowed to be doing a Shabbos. If the 8th day, the Mila should come out on Shabbos, the 8th day comes on Shabbos, you can't make the Mila. For the Androgynous means he has both Simonim. He has a Simon of a Zocher, he has a Gid to make the Mila, but he also has a Simon of an Isha. That's an Androgynous. Is Ein Mechal and Olav is a Shabbos. Even though you make a Mila on the Misofik, but it's not a Vada Mila, it's not doing a Shabbos. You have to wait till Sunday. If you have Yehuda Mate be Androgynous, if Yehuda does know, an Androgynous you can also make a Mila to be doing a Shabbos. Even though he has two simonim, but about Lamaisa, since he has a gid, he has the Orla, it blinds like a vade mila, it's doich a Shabbos. So we'll see in the Gemara why. We'll see later. It says in the Reish for the Gemara, Machitzen. Here's the Kasha. The Reish says you're allowed to wash the tinnik. Mashma regularly. And so how come later it says, then it says, Dafka Mizalfan Ola Viyad. V'amrit Reish Machitzen. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabba Baravua. The Yamri Tavari, they both say, Kate Satoni, what Chanel Mishnah? Like the Mishnah is explaining, the Sefer, the middle part is explaining the ratio. Kate Satoni Machitzen Esakotin. Ben Lefne Mila, Ben Yachem Mila. What's Chan the ratio when it says you're allowed to wash the kid? How are you allowed to wash him? Kate Sat is Mazalfun Alubiyat. The Mishnah explains itself right away. It's no stira. It's explaining itself. Don't think Machitzen means you're allowed to wash him regularly with a kli. Pour hot water over him or put him into a bath. No. Kibadavka have to spritz the water over him with biyad. You have to do a shinui. Avolay the kli, but you're not allowed to do the kli. Trashi Keitsa Katoni. Machitzen the ratio lav kedakayu. Even the ratio doesn't mean you know how to wash him regularly. The Tony safe lafrushe Keitsa Machitzen. They're going lezalef biyad. Ve'afilu biyom rishon. Even the first day. Omar Rova, the Rova does like his teretz. For machitza ketoni. Nay, the Mishnah's mashma, machitza mashma, you could wash him regularly. A regular wash is mutter on Shabbos. Elohim, my robe, hochi ketoni. This is the pshaw for the Mishnah. Machitza nesakotim ben lefne mila ben liachra mila b'yoyim arishin kedarkli. The first day, as you make the mila on Shabbos, avad you let him wash him regularly before and after the mila. V'yoyim ashlish yishachaliyus b'shabbos. What about the third day from the mila? If the third day comes out on Shabbos, then the Mishnah says, Dafka Mizalfan Olav Biyad Avlei Bekli. Hey, it's the third day after the meal, it's not such a big sakonim, so then it's only mutter to do it with a shinui. Then it's only Mizalfan spritz the water, but not with a kli, not put him in the bath. Reb Loza ben Azaya, why met name? Machitza Nesakotim Biyam Ashlish Shalyas B'Shabbos. Loza ben Azaya is matter to do a machitza kedarkai. He says the third day is just like the first day. Just like the first day, let her wash him regularly. Hu adin, on the third day, it's also mutter. That's Pshan the Mishnah. Shenem Rav Lezer has a posik. V'yibiyom Ashlishi v'yesim kovim. Came the third day. V'yanshei Shchem by the Chamor and Shchem that they were weak. So you see, the third day is the Mokum Sakona. That's why it's mutter to wash him on the third day. This is Rav's Pshat. So the Maratani Kavos the Rav. I'll bring a raya to Rav's Pshat. That one says Kloa Machitzen Akotan Ben Lufneya Mila Ben Liakra Mila B'yom Rishon Kedarkli. Says Kloa. Then you make Mila on Yom Shabbos, Yom Shemini comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to wash the tinnik kedarka, put him in the bath before the meal and after the Mila. But Yom HaShlishi, the third day, Shechaliyos B'Shabbos, Mizalfun Olav B'Yad. then it's only mutter to do it with a shinui, to spritz the water on top of the kid. We have Lazar ben Azaya Weimer, no. Machitzin es hakotu b'yam mashlisha shchalias b'shabbis. V'yafal pi shen rai l'dover, zeich l'dover. It's not a chlora posik, but a koponim is a zeich l'dover. Shenema, the posik says, v'yibur mashlisha b'yasim koyevim. Yeah. So that's pshat the claw like Rava, that it's the Tanakama holds. The third day, it's only Mizalfin, you can only spritz the water on him. And Blazer ben Azaya tells, no, the third day is just like the first day, you can make a regular rechitza. So tomorrow, Kishay Mizalfin, now when you spritz the water, the hot water on the tinnik, ain't Mizalfin loy bekois, and now let us spritz and use the kois, loy bekar and now with a plate, loy bekli, and now with a kli, hey, the kois means a cup, and not a plate, and not a kli, ela biyad, you have to do a shinui, and just spritz the water with your hand on the tinnik. Yeah. Is that tomorrow is also a Tanakama. This goes according to the Tanakama. A Tanakama that says on the third day you can only do it with a shinui. This is the pshat from the shinui. You have to basically use your hands. Yeah. Another more. My apple pisha and rye ledover. What's pshat according to Reb Lez? It's not a klor raya. Or with a zeich ledover. Why isn't it a klor raya? The chur, it's a klor raya. It says the third day they're very weak. And the Gemara, maybe there's no raya. Thereby the Maaseh Shechem mishum de godol lo solag bisra here. The other mice was, they were older people. Hey, the sons of the Achim there, Yaakov's sons, told the Bnei Shechem that you have to make the milu, then we'll look to marriage with you. So who made the milu there? The old people of Shechem. So old people, it doesn't heal up so fast. So milu, the third day there, they're weak. Well, it may be cut in Solik Be Bisra. Here, but here you want to bring your rye. If you make a meal on the eighth day, comes out on Wednesday, so you want, or Thursday, comes out on Thursday. So you want to say the third day is Shabbos. It should be Mutter to be Deich Shabbos. Maybe there's no rye. On a tinnik, since he heals up very fast, maybe the third day is no Musakona. So it's not 100% rye. It's only Zeich Ledover. That the third day you still have pains, you still be Mokum Sakona. So the Marahudi Yosla Kaimi the Rover. Someone came in front of Rover. So Rav passed like his halacha, that what? That he held that if you make a milah on Shabbos itself, it's mutter to wash the tinnik kedarkoi. Ben lefnei milah, ben liachra milah. He's not like the first one, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Avuah said. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Avuah said, Pshan the Mishnah is, it's only mutter bezilif. And the Mishnah is explaining what it means machitzim. Rav said, no, Rav said lekula. The reisha, you're allowed to wash the tinnik b'yoyim ha-milah on Shabbos kedarkoi. So Maisa happened where they're about to make a bris milah on Shabbos. Rava Paskin, you're allowed to wash the tinnik kedarkoi, put him in the bath before the milah, and then put him again afterwards. So Maisa happened was Ichlash Rava. Right after he Paskin, Rava got sick. So Omar, so Rava felt bad. Rava thought Efshi Paskin wrong, and that's why he got sick right now. So Omar, he said, Ano bahati tagim no de sabi lomeli. What do I have to get myself in trouble for to argue on these sabi, these old tamidim? It's this Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Avuah. So he felt a little bit bad about his psak. Omale Rabbanon, the Rabbanon told to Rava, no. Omale Rabbanon, the Rava, for a time ye kavosa, don't feel bad. There's nothing a Brisa learns like you. Like your psak is emes. To the kavosa demar. Omalehu, mas nisa nobe kivasayu deka. Rava still felt bad, because he still said our Mishnah is still a ksas raya to them. For now, Mishnah it's a raya machitzin doesn't mean mamish kedarkoi. Mimai, what's the raya? Me the come, since now Mishnah it says, Reb Lezer ben Azaya Oimer, machitzin es hakotin, b'yoyim ha-shlishi, shechal yosh b'shabes. Reb Lezer ben Azaya is the one that says on the third day, if you made the milah on Thursday, so Shabbos is the third day for the milah, you're also allowed to wash the tinnik. He says, Loshin machitzin es hakotin, b'yoyim ha-shlishi, shechal yosh b'shabes. Now, Iyam mit Vishleima, Tanakana Mizalfin Komar. The Tanakana means even on the first day, like the Yehuda learns, even the first day, it's only Muta to be Mizalif, to spritz the water on the Tinnik. Hainu the Komler of Lozab and Azaya, Marchitzin. That's why Lozab and Azaya Dinsach, it says, no, I hold this Marchitzin. The third day, Mistam Huad, then he Dinsach on the first day, and says it's Emesa Marchitzin. Eli Yarmut. But if you want to say the way Rava learns, that Tanakama Marchitzin be Emerishin Komar. But Tanakama is also masking the first day you allow the mamish to wash the tinnik kedarkoi. If you make the milah on Shabbos, it's mutter. Or mezalfin, when does the Tanakama say that mezal zilif? That's only b'yom ha-shlishi. Only on the third day, if you made the milah on Thursday, then on Thursday, on Shabbos, which is the third day, it's allowed to wash him, then it's only b'zilif. Or b'zoi, hi Reb Lozer ben Azayu Oimer, machitzin, why does Reb Lozer ben Azayu just say loshin? He yells machitzin, af machitzin mi boilei. He should have said loshin af machitzin. But Reb Lozer says, just like you say on the first day, you're allowed to wash the tinnik, I owe two wadin on the third day, you also allowed to wash the tinnik. So if Reb Lezer is just dingizich on the third day, but on the first day everybody's masking to do a regular machitza, it's a bad lashon. He should have said a lashon af machitza mi boyle. So man, the rabbi like had charot the white paskin mask the lachah should be like a yuda. So the morah b'kiyosir Rav Dimi Amr Reb Loza halacha Reb Loza ben Azayah. The halacha is like Loza ben Azayah that even the third day you're allowed to be machitza regular. So there's no din azilif at all. The first day and the third day you're allowed to wash the tinnik kedarkli. Heavy by my rova. So my rova, they asked the shayla. I demand in this halacha. Ha'achotzes kal gufay. That's what the Mishnah says. You're allowed to wash the cotton. Does it mean you give him 100% bath all over his body? Or ya'achotzes mila. Or it just means you're allowed to wash off the makam amila. That was the shayla. Or meluhum rabbanon for Rabbi Yaakov Shemei. The Rabbi Yaakov said over mistavro ha'achotzes kal gufay. Mistavro, you're allowed to wash the whole body. Mistavro, you can wash this whole body here. What's the raya? Because if you say it's only mutter to wash the makam amila, mi goro mi chamin agabi maka. Is it worse than stam putting hot water agabi maka? There's a locha. In a locha, you're not allowed to take a bath in hot water on Shabbos. You can't be marked, it's called gufoid. But just part of your raglev, you're allowed to. Or then if you have a maka, you're allowed to pour hot water over it. It's not making a refuah. Refuah is awesome. But stam pouring hot water is not a refuah, it's just cleaning it. You're allowed to pour hot water on a maka. So what's the chiddush? You can pour hot water on the maka mamila. Chit, you can pour hot water there. Like, what's the chiddush? Ye mi gor mi cham la gabi maka. The yama rav, ein moinin chamin v'shemem ya gabi maka v'shabbos. Somebody has a wound on Shabbos, his lot of shmir oil, but even in the middle of the weekday, people shmir oil. It's not mukh, it's mishum refuah. It's found the shame tainu, and hot water also you could pour over it. So the zayf shit they could do in the Mishnah. So back when the Mishnah says a chiddush, you could be marcus, wash the tinnik, misana means you could wash the whole tinnik. Mask yivlo Rabbi Yosef, v'loy shanuloch, no, I tell you it's a big chilek. V'loy shanuloch, v'ein cham en shuchmu mishabbos, l'cham en shuchmu m'eres Shabbos. Depends when do we heat up this water. If you have hot water from before Shabbos, that's true. Then on Shabbos, you're allowed to take that hot water. Ashtons, you could wash part of Yod of Raglev. And then you could wash your mokum, a makkah. If you have a makkah, you could wash it. But what about chamah that was hukmu on Shabbos? That heat up the water on Shabbos. Water that was heated up on Shabbos, you can't use at all. It's also to put on the makkah. So maybe that's the chiddush in the Mishnah. If you don't have any hot water, you're allowed to cook up the hot water now to make a chitza and to wash it. So why there's a chiddush in the Mishnah that even washing the makam amila is a chiddush that's mutter. Maskalar Rav Dimi, umimai dohochi b'cham etshukum b'Shabbos. What's the raya that our Mishnah is talking about the hot water was cooked on Shabbos pligi? Dilma b'cham etshukum b'er Shabbos pligi. Maybe the Mishnah's whole machloek is only hot water that was cooked from before Shabbos. Senech Nami, then you'll have to learn the chiddush in the Mishnah is that you can wash the whole goof of the tinnik. But Menech Nami, maybe if the water was heated up on Shabbos, you can't use it. The Mishnah is only matter to give a bath on the whole tinnik if the water was heated up Erev Shabbos. So it was like them sheet to the chura. It has to be talking about the whole body and not just the makom amila. I wanted to give you a teretz. Of the kodim v'shanu loy Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef came and chap miyoy said the teretz first. Mifnei shesakonu hu loy. The Mishnah says, Klor, the reason why it's machitzin, because it said it's a sakonu, it says.
Where does it say this like this? The Mishnah doesn't say it. It says in the Braisa.
Right, some in the Braisa says something. Some place, a couple says something. The Mishnah says Sakon Huloi. So the reason why you like to make the hot water, of course, it's a Sakona. So if it's a Sakona, it's the first Shabbat. You like to warm up the water on Shabbos also. Itmanami, Kiyosi Rav Nam Ravu Am Reb Loza, Kuyamal Am Ravu Am Reb Yechinen, Halacha Reb Loza Ben Azayah. We pass on Reb Loza Ben Azayah that even on the third day, you're also allowed to wash him, wash the tinnik. Bein Becham and Shukma B'Shabbos, whether the water was heated up on Shabbos itself, Bein Becham and Shukma B'Yer Shabbos, whether the water was heated up on Yer Shabbos, Bein Achotzes Kogufoi, whether washing the whole goof, Bein Achotzes Mila, whether just washing the Mokla Mila. Why? Mifnei Shesakon Hiloi. This is the price that says it here. It says it here. Mifnei Shesakon Huloi. Since it's a sakona for the kid not to be washed, mainly you're allowed to use the hot water that was heated up today. And Enech Nami is mutter to wash the whole body also. Like we said, but Lamaisa Lalocha, we don't hold like this. Lalocha, we hold this Nishtana at Hevel, that today it's not a sakon if you don't wash the tinnik. So, Mela, we're not knowing to wash the tinnik on Shabbos. by the Gufa. Omer Rav, ein moinein chamin v'shemim yagabi makim Shabbos. If you have a wound on Shabbos, you're allowed to put hot water and put shemen on top of the makim. Ushmul Omer, noisein chutz l'makim. No, you're only allowed to put the shemen outside above the makim. V'shoyis is for the makim. It'll go down by itself to the makim. But putting it direct on top of the makim, yo, that's also, it's next like doing refuah. Meisvei, ein noisein shemen v'chamin agabi moich. You can't put shemen and chamen on top of cloth. Moich is like cotton. Litin agabi makim b'shabbos. So you see, it's also to put the hot water on the makir. And the Gemara 9, Hosim Mishum Schito. They were talking about a cotton. Avad, you can't put hot water in the cotton. Because when you take the cotton and put it onto your makir, you're going to be over here, it's a schito. But just to put the hot water directly on the makir, that's mutter. Toshima, Ein Meistin Chamin Vishemin Agabi Moich. Shagabi makir. The same thing, if you have cotton on top of the makir ready, you can't pour hot water on top of it with Shabbos. So here you see you can't put hot water, and the more the same terrace, so also nami, mishum schita. So yes it is, because since you have cotton, and the water is going into the cotton, it's a shali come to be squeezed out the water. Tani kabos bishmuel, ein noistin chamin vishem an agabi maka bishabis. Avo noistin chutz lamaka, vishreishis viyer with the maka. You're not allowed to put it directly on top of the maka, that's like a niro, like a refuah, but the eitzvah to put it on top, and then it shreishis that comes down into it. Tana rabbonin, noistin agabi maka moich yovish. If you have a wound, you're allowed to put moich yovish, dried out cotton, or svug yovish, a dried out svug, a dried out sponge. Avoloi gam yovish, but not a dry leaf, because that's why it says refuah. Voloi kesisin yovishim, and not dried out shmatis. Dried out shmatis, why it says dried out the godin, is also refuah. So refuah you can't do on Shabbos. For the more kasha kesisin akesisin, before smash we could use kesisin. Lakasha, for becharate yobatiki, new ones it's also because it's mrapa, it heals you. Old ones are mutter. Amrabayish mamina hani ksisimasi. Meatzrai, if you put shmatis on a makir, it's taka refuah. And to do a refuah is taka also in Shabbos. The mindset, we don't have these things today. We don't, our shmatis mistama is not a refuah today. So, Mel, if you have a wound, the body, you'll have to put a bandit on top of the wound, because since the bandit itself doesn't heal it. It just stops it from bleeding, that's mutum. You want to take a cloth and put it on top of it, that's avad mutum. But our cloth, l'maisa, is not the refuah. It's not nechzik refuah, so avad mutum. We finish with kemeya. Yes. Chavah. Neman loyma haroifa alatzma yishu mumcha. A roifa doctor that made these charms, that has a kemeya, has kukim in it, he's never to say that it's a mumcha. It was used already 3 times and proven that it heals. By the Chazayin. Yoitzim v'beitza sachargol. You're allowed to walk out with a beitza, a grasshopper, a chargol, type of a grasshopper, his beitzim. By says you wear it out around you, it's also a type of a kemeya. Like they held the Gemara's time, that was refuah. Uvishen shel shul. But then you have the tooth of a fox. It's hanging on a necklace. You're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Well, the Mesamer HaTzolov, they have these Gemaras, who are in the nail of a Kulasamer crucified by him, is Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos. You're allowed to walk out with these things hanging on your body, even B'chol, it's Mutan, even on Shabbos. What's the Chiddush B'chol? V'yein B'mishram Daki Yamuri. It's not a shaylus tam you believe in superstition in the Goyim. Because what's the Hezbah? V'chein B'chol Dov Shuhu Mishum Refuah. Anything that's proven that does heal, like a kemeya or these lachash or wearing these things, since it was proven that it heals you, there's no issue mishum daki emuri. That's muta. As you're doing it because the doctor says it's refuah. Avle moisa maisa. But if you do some modern thing, via nika by mishum refuah, it's not nika, it's being done mishum refuah, it's taka also mishum daki emuri. It's also to do modern things mishum daki emuri. Avle kol lachash muta. But any type of a kemeya, any type of psukim you have, it's muta to wear. Because it's we know already that a lachash is a refuah. So that's what nika ki refuah. It's only also to wear a kemeya if it was tested already a few times and it didn't heal. So we know clearly this kemeya doesn't heal you. So what are you wearing it for? Only mishum daki emuri. That's also. Some people are machon every kemeya. Shein mumcha mishum daki emuri. Any kemeya that wasn't tested out 3 times, you're not allowed to wear it yet because they're yeshalef on daki emuri. That's a shrei halacha, but that's not some geya. Right, the chofches. Somebody has a wound on the bottom, the heel of his foot. The kosher all of matbeya. This is the Gemara we had. You're allowed to tie a coin around your foot, lohogain, to protect it, shlo yinogef raglov,
that your wound should not get hurt, shouldn't hit anything. The gam hu merapa. So mechabel ekti nachavot. And also you should know that this coin heals you. Mutal lotes boy. Then you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Because like we had before, anything that's healing the body is called a pashit for you, and it's like bottle to the goof. Here the Mogen Avraham Taka says in Mem Aleph, the gam hu merapa mashma. The main merapa here it's mashma. And here the Mogen Avraham says, the gamum rapa mashmum, you may not rap if it doesn't heal you, if you're putting something on your body just to protect it, that it shouldn't get hurt, that's also to wear it. It's only mutter to wear something on your body if it heals you. That's the mashmum for the Mechaber here. And who Adil, we had the same thing before, in Chav days we had, about wearing a band-aid. Here it said, you're allowed to wear a band-aid, or Meshich HaMak Lotis Boy, Techivon She'ena Merapim, since they heal you, have a the tivan chainam rapim heavy masli. Since it's something that doesn't heal you, then it blinds like a masli. Mashma though have to wear something around your body is because it heals you. Something that heals you is called a tachshit, it's mutum. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah brings down that the gro is mechulak here, and he says, lav dafkis merapa. Anything you put on your body to protect you from tsar, just you have a wound, you're afraid they'll hit something and they'll start opening up and start bleeding, to protect you from tsar is also butter to the goof and it's mutter to wear. It's not to me a partial our band-aid. But for the Khura, partial Lashon HaMechaber, it'd be also to wear a band-aid. Because our band-aid is not merapa, doesn't heal you. It's only there to protect it, that something shouldn't hit the wound to open up again. It's only to take away the tsar. But still, the Mishnah Berurah says, Allah, we pass the note. If you wear something that's just to protect you from tsar, that's also mutter. Lav dafka has to be merapa you. So you have this coin, if you have a wound on your foot, and you want to wrap a coin around it, today that you shouldn't be the tsar, you shouldn't hit something, that's also mutter. Right, the Chav says, Hayoytzei betalas mukafelis. Somebody goes with a talus that's folded up. Al ksefa, fold it up on the shoulders. Tahainu, shalacha, shenofa, roish, you have to put your talus on your head. Magbiya shaleh, you pick up the bottom, al kseifa mamash on top of your shoulders, it's chayev chatis. If you walk out with that on Shabbos, b'shus rabin, it's chayev chatis. Since it's not a derech malbush, nobody wears it that way, it's called a masli. Avlemeinu mukafelas al kseifa. If you don't have it fold up on top of your shoulders, ela mashaleshes brachovim, like our talis, it's the width, it's going downwards. Lamata mikseifa, it goes down, it's like starts off on your head, or your shoulders, and it goes downwards. Then shori, then you're allowed to pick up the bottom part a little bit. Shemacha shumisata b'talisei. Since lamaisa you're wearing your talis normally, or mischasa b'ikseifei b'gufoin, your goof is covered up and your shoulders are covered up with it. Afal pi shemiskasa k'tzas. Even though you want to pick the bottom up a little bit, milmata, still it's mutter. Because that's still called derech malbush. Since b'ikur, the beggar is on you, it's mutter to pick up the bottom a little bit. The alpiz there, according to this, mutal estate patalisa etaka taglima, you'll have to put your talus godalon underneath your jacket, or lavila betakinesis. So even though you don't want the bottom of the jacket moment to be sticking out, you want to pick it up a little bit, that's mutter. Since the ikur of the beggar is on you, the bottom piece you'll have to pick up a little bit, that's mutter. It's only yosser if you fold the whole beggar moment come out on top of your shoulders. But once it's on roof of your goof, is down the body halfway, it's allowed to pick up the bottom part, that's mutter. We'll soon see more about this. Who are then, if you have a jacket, if you have your pants, and you don't want your pants to touch the floor, you're allowed to hold your pants up a little bit. Since we're wearing our pants as a derech malbush, the fact you pick it up a little bit, that's mutter. Fight the lambit. We'll soon see. Mutter lotes b'shusarabim b'talis sof of hatzava. So this is a sirah. Here it says, you're allowed to walk out b'shusarabim a talis that's just around your neck. So the Mogen Avraham says it's talking about shenogu lotzis kain afilu b'bateim. It's talking about the minig walk like a scarf, that people wear a scarf even in the house. So if that's the way you wear the scarf, it's mutter to walk out with shusarab moso. Now, is this talis here means like a scarf? If it's a minig to wear a scarf in the middle of the week, you wear it in your house. But what then? You can walk out with it on Shabbos, even though it's only around your neck. But that's the derech of wearing it. The lacha before was a talis. The way we wear a talis is it's down on your back, it's not just around your neck. So to wear it just around your neck, that's not a derech malbish, that's called a master sotzer. Afal pi shem niach tzad yemin ak sefer shol smoil, you're still a smush. Your derech loif shekach, since it's a derech to wear it this way, but heavy yellow list noyes v'shori. It's a derech to look nice, that's why you wear the scarf. So male smush to walk out with the scarf, because it looks nice, it's a malbish. Laman alam.
Hayotze Mutif Talisai.
Somebody's walking out with his talis on Shabbos. The Koifloi. And he folds it up a little bit. Mekano Mekan Biyodoi. On his hands. Or Yak Sefer, also on his shoulders. And the Bakur, you're picking it up a little bit. It sounds like this. In this Chavin Likvoit Sefer. If the reason why you're picking it up a little bit on your shoulders is kadei it shouldn't rip, or kadei that the bottom part of your talis should not get dirty, then it's usur. And if you're like picking up the bottom part and holding it in your hand, you're picking it up kadei that it shouldn't get dirty, that's usur to walk out like that holding it that way. Or the reason why you're holding up the bottom part of your talis in your hand is it looks nice that way. That's the way people walk out with their begodim. They have their long talis and they pick up the bottom and hold it in the hand. That's the derech malbush. That's takamutur. Now, the mechaba vahani mile v'talisoyt shelhem. This is only like our talis. That's a pure. It's just a four corner veget. Shahoyu yuriyas achis. It's like one big uriya, like our talis, one big cloth. Rubas a four corner. Abu ma'bushim bidam. Mashenkin, our pants, or our shirts, or our jackets. Shul lovish behem, that our mom is wearing, we're in the pants, we're in the jacket. Momoitzi yod of mitoicha, and the hands go through the sleeves. Then muta lipfes ksosim. You're allowed to hold your pants and pick up the pants biyodoi, lagviyam. You're allowed to mamish hold your pants up in your hand. Kedei shleis lakachu, that you don't want the bottom of the pants to get dirty. Kedei shleis lakachu shulah, that the bottom of your pants should not get dirty. Vetit. Or kadesh lo yakvul alechet. You shouldn't trample over it. You're allowed to pick up the bottom of it. But the pshat is, you're wearing your pants. It's a derech malbush. The fact you pick it up a little bit doesn't make it ois malbush. That's mutter. Then if I'm in the Mogen Avraham said though, pick it up a lot, then you should be machmir. But a little bit, picking it up just to make it wearable now, shouldn't have to trample on it, that's mutter. Even if you're holding it in your hand. Like you want to pick up your jacket like this, just it shouldn't get dirty, that's mutter to look out like this. Is the Bereish is only talking about a talis though. A talis that you're not mamish in it. It's just wrapped around you. Then you shouldn't pick up the bottom part and hold it in your hand. If the kavonim is to pick it up to make yourself look nice, that's derech malbush is mutter. If the kavonim picking it up and holding it just so it shouldn't get dirty, then it's also. Because it's nechseim like you're carrying something. Mashenka said a theory before. If you want to wear the talus underneath your jacket and you want to like pick it up in your jacket and wear it, you're not holding it up in your hand there. That's mutter, because that's a derech malbush. Since the talus is on you and on most of your body, even though the bottom part is like picked up inside your jacket, that's mutter. So the chur of mesh should come out also. If you walk out with folded up sleeves, the chur should also be mutter to walk out on Shabbos with folded up sleeves, because it's a derech malbush right now. And all you're doing, you're not holding it, it's just rubbed up. That's the chur, like this first part of the talus. Just have it picked up. Since the ikka begid you're wearing, there shouldn't be anything wrong with it.
To
folding it up. Some people want to say folded things about the part that's folded is not part of the begid anymore, so it's called like he's carrying that part. The chur of mesh, you master that's mutter. Master that's mutter. Right, Lamed Beit. Hayoytse b'moyes hatzrurim loy v'sadine chayim. If you have money wrapped around in a sad, like in a handkerchief, in a cloth, and you carry it out now, or sadin, it could even be your shirt, you're wearing your shirt, and you have money wrapped around in the shirt, shno yechayiv. The chiddush, that's called a derech hoytzor, and yechayiv on Shabbos. Hago abu babayis, mutim. And if you want to walk with it like this in your house, it's not a hoytzor, it's mutim. In tzarechloi, like we'll soon see the next tip, certain times you're allowed to walk with the money if you need it. Afilu enem tzrurim, rak shem in tzarechloi, yeah. Afilu einem tzurim, even though they're not tied up, rat shehem minukovim. Just the coin. Some people learn this is a shalom for muksa. That stamma coin is muksa, not a touch. But if it's minukovim and has a hole drilled through it, then to ride you're going to use this for a charm or in your chain, then it's not muksa. You're allowed to walk around with it in your house. But to walk out with shusarab, that's called a derech etzor in your chayiv. Yelam gimel.
Right, Kuflam at H, the bottom Gemara. Kuflam Dawal base. Kuflam Adal. And the last Gemara was, we said that we paskin like, the last Gemara was by paskin like Shmuel. This again, Tani Kabas to Shmuel. And Noistin Chamin Vishem and Agabi Maki Vishabis.
So if you have a wound on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put chamin and shemen on top of the maka. But you're allowed to put it away from the maka, for shoysis v'yerah the maka, and it comes down onto the maka. So here we came out, we paskin like Shmuel. But halacha is, you can't put chamin and shemen together. That means if you have hot water and oil mixed together, if you put that on a maka, that looks like a refuah. But let's say just some hot water by itself or shemen by itself, that would be mutter. His lotion is good. It's only a nice and chamin the shemen. You can't put the two of them together, that's nearer like a refuah. But just chamin to put hot water that was cooked up from before Shabbos on a maka on Shabbos, that would be mutter. Because chamin by itself is not merap, it's not a refuah. Yitzhak Rabbonin, Noisnein agabe hamake moich yovish. You're allowed to put on top of a wound or moich yovish, the chur has dried out clothing, or svug yovish. Who then a dried out a sponge? Avoloi gami yovish, but you can't use a dried out leaf. For loi kisisin yovishim, and not dried out shmatis. Is the chur akasha kisisin aksisin. Heis, a moich yovish is also kisisin. They're both type of shmatis. So it's a spirit. One place says you could put dried shmatis on a maka, one says you can't. Molakasha. Hobakharati. If it's a new shmata, a new one, so that's merapa. That heals the maka. So it's also to put it the first time on Shabbos. Hobiyatiki. An old one is not merapa, it's mutter to put on Shabbos. So I'm Rabbi Shmamina Haniksisin Masi. That the shmata, at least the Gemara is talking about, a new one would be masa, heals you. So therefore it's also to put it on Shabbos because it heals you. But the chura, our band-aids or our things we put on a makim is not merapi you. You're just putting it there, so it shouldn't, something shouldn't hurt it. Something shouldn't cut it worse. So about to be mutter to put on a band-aid on Shabbos. But the Gemara here is talking about ksisim, that the actual shmat itself is merapi, heals you. So it's also to do a refu on Shabbos, because you're not a chilush yesh posikon here. But the sofik v'andrugnis. The Mishnah says a sofik mila is not deich Shabbos. And androgynous means a person that has two simonim. He has simoni ish, with simoni isha. Is also not machal Shabbos. Reb Yehuda is the one that says matir. Reb Yehuda says you're allowed to do the bris milah on an androgynous even on Shabbos. Tana Rabbonin. The pasuk says our law soy. So our law soy Rashi says over the pasuk is over yom hashmini the afinu minay afilu b'Shabbos ksiv b'seifa our law soy. So yom hashmini yimo b'star our law soy. So the diak our law soy we dashin our law soy vaday doyichet Shabbos. Only if it's a vade mila. A vade mila is deich Shabbos.